Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show a friend of mine, but also a guy who has led a fantastic grassroots effort to do everything possible to keep the Oakland A's in Oakland. Both he and I are natives and lifelong fans, and he has done a lot over the years, but he's also a founder of the Oakland 68s, and we had Stu Clary on the show when they had the reverse boycott at the Coliseum, and they had the green cell shirts. Well, this next coming Tuesday at Oracle Park here in China Basin, when the A's come to town to play the Giants, they're going to keep it going with something called hashtag Unite the Bay. Jorge, my man, welcome to the show. Tell us more about this collaboration with Giants fans, because normally, sometimes we don't get along with them people.
Yeah, what's up, Rick? Thanks for having me, man. So the whole thing is to kind of challenge, you know, the whole Unite the Bay, Bay Area Unite hashtag that you always see when either the Warriors are playing or the Quakes are playing or even the Giants. And you never see it when the A's are playing someone, you know, from the Niners or anyone else. And so I think this is a perfect time to kind of challenge that and see if, like, okay, we're really united. Let's unite for a greater cause, which is going to be, you know, keeping the Bay Bridge series alive. And I think that's what we're trying to do with this.
Now, I'm old enough to remember when I was 15 and the Raiders won the Super Bowl, and the next year the Niners went, and the whole Bay just rooted for the Niners. We thought it would be so cool. We don't really have that type of thing anymore where the Bay is united. Everybody is so segregated, sometimes willingly. And so what's it like been the response for the Giants fans who are saying, hey, brother, we, as much as it would be great to be a one-team market, we like having an AL team here?
Yeah, for the most part, it's been positive. Like, everyone, like, Giants fans that I've talked to, they're like, yeah, man, we're behind you. Some of them are, like, even saying, like, oh, we'll wear the Kelly Green cell shirts. And what we're doing is we're going to do the black one. So kind of being like a neutral and show respect that, you know, we're obviously at their home. But they've been saying, we'll wear the green ones. Like, wouldn't it be cool to just kind of show solidarity? And I'm like, yeah, I would never wear orange though. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So for the most part, it's been positive overall.
So when you think about the attention that you and Stu and some of the other people have gotten for the reverse boycott, and we saw each other there, that was a great night, and it does feel helpless but then again, we can either just sit on our hands and say, well, they're moving and there's nothing we can do about it, or we can at least yell as long as we can, like, somebody save my dog bleeding to death on my front lawn. You know, like, we have to lift a finger and try something, right?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, and that's what I tell people, you know, that we might not have any power or carry any weight, but at least we're trying to do what we can to kind of do our part to hopefully make some sort of impactful thing with all of this that's going on. So, and I think we have, you know, you got the sell shirt going into the Hall of Fame, you know, you got everyone talking about what's our next move, and everyone's kind of been supportive on that end. And I think we've actually showed people what A's ownership has been doing for years and years, and it's finally being, you know, showed in the media like we wanted to all along. So I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do our part, and it's just yelling into the wind or doing banners for whatever reason. We're trying to do our part, you know.
Now, people, by the way, we're speaking with Jorge Leon of the Oakland 68s, lifelong A's fan, got an A's tattoo, all that. This is something where, for people who don't know you, you're not just a guy who goes to A's games. You've been outspoken for many, many years, and you have had the ear of Lou Wolf and Mike Crowley and Billy Beane and broadcasters, you know, as well, like myself. You know, what do you have? My question, I guess I'm trying to ask, is do you have any type of insight into talking to the David Rennettis of the world or the Catherine Akers and trying to, you know, get the inside scoop on any of this?
You know, I wish I did. I don't have any inside scoop. They're kind of very silent when it comes to that end. Even Rennettis, for the most part, he's been kind of just you know, like, well, I've been told what to do, and he's only been told so little about everything. And even him, he's always told me, you know, until a shovel hits the ground, it's when he will believe it. So I got no insider info. We just keep on going. And as far as like Lou Wolf, when I met with him, he just kind of showed me a bunch of email responses from Schnitzer Steel or whatever setbacks that he had. And to me, it was just kind of, you know, things that you see when you first introduce a certain project. So to me, it's nothing, you know, just kind of, we don't get any insider info. I wish I did.
Should mention too, Dave Rinetti, Oakland native, went to O'Dowd and been working at the Coliseum more than 30 years, part of the stadium ops. I've also seen,
he's been amazing.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy. I've known him more than 30 years. There's a A's fan named Guy Slowinski who did a really cool artwork. We think about the 89 Battle of the Bay, the cartoon of the two roided up dudes like straddling the Bay Bridge. The Unite the Bay, that is, I think that's on the spot, pretty fabulous artwork there.
Yeah, we reached out to Guy, 68th and last dive bar, and we thought, you know, instead of having that flag, you know, we're pulling on it, why don't we just have a handshake and kind of come together? Because, you know, the Giants have been in this situation before. Giants fans have, when they were trying to move the team, you know, to Tampa Bay, and it was super close to actually happening. And I think that we're trying to kind of remind the fans that how it used to be and how we're in this situation now. So hopefully they stand in solidarity with us.
Yeah, Giants are basically sold to Tampa Bay. They were on their way until back when we had league presidents, Bill White, stepped in. And I remember talking to a few A's fans at the time, and of course at that time the A's were the best team in baseball, we're selling 3 million tickets a year, and they're like, oh, who cares, let them leave. And I was sick. I loved being in a two-team market, and I probably went, honestly, two or three Giants games a year, but every once in a while, because there's no interleague play, and I thought, I want to see the Reds and the Dodgers just for kind of fun, and Candlestick sucked, but whatever. I like being in a two-team market, and I bet you there's a lot of Giants fans too that like being in a two-team market.
Yeah, the whole competitiveness is amazing. You know, I think it brings out the best in the sport, you know, baseball, especially right now not being as popular in the urban cities. And I think that having a two-team market, you have that kind of, like, from the soccer aspect of it, it's like a derby. Mm-hmm. And I think having that Bay Bridge, keeping it alive, imagine just building a new ballpark and having that passionate atmosphere for all the Bay Bridge series. And finally having a trophy, too, to fight for and during the season speaks, to my opinion, volumes, you know, because I love the game of baseball. I love the passionate side of it, and it brings out the best.
They still have that Brody Brazil made out of the Bay Bridge trophy, right?
They do. I like to call it the Garth Kimball trophy, though.
Our man Garth, yeah, no doubt. The other thing is, too, and nobody owes us anything, but if, you know, the Haas family didn't give the South Bay to the Giants, then the A's wouldn't have moved down there. But you think about it, the Giants probably might have left as well. So, and the Haas family was a San Francisco family that thought it was important. When they bought the family, you know, Charlie Finley would never put Oakland on anything. And then the Haas family, they had those in the 80s, these V-neck nylon pullovers. They wore Oakland even at home. Nothing said A's on it. So there's a long history of collaboration throughout both sides of the Bay.
Yeah, you know, when we got asked how we felt about, like, if they, for some reason, allowed the A's to move to San Jose, we would still be against that move. We believe that Oakland is a capable town to city to have a Major League Baseball team. You know, we've showed that attendance can go up. We've showed that, you know, you can win in the city, and I think that for the most part, we want to keep the history of baseball alive in Oakland. I mean, it's been since 1806, you know, with the Oaks, with the Larks, and we don't want that to be erased. So, you know, we respect the South Bay, but, you know, we want to keep the A's in Oakland. And even if the territorial rights were erased and they were allowed to move, we would still be fighting and protesting.
My dad used to take the cable car to Oaks games. Yes, Oakland had a cable car.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Well, you just think about, since you and I have been involved in these machinations the last 15, 20 years, and all the times we've been at City Hall for planning commissions, and I remember speaking at that Victory Court thing in front of Doug Boxer, and at that time, Libby, and then Fremont. Bud Selig announces, we're going to Fremont, and it's like, oh, which freeway are you by? Neither freeway. Which BART station are you by? Neither freeway. We're in a swamp. And then Fremont didn't want them. And then the Laney College thing, and you and I were shaking hands on that. But then they're like, we don't want these people here. And they never got the approval. It's just, and then now this pie in the sky Teletubbies thing at Howard Terminal. It's just, how much anxiety do we need to go through?
Yeah, that's the thing. We've never got to sit down and relax and watch a game, at least for me, because I've been so into this whole drama that, like, you know, that he's going to stay in Oakland. And it's always been in the back of your head, you know, no matter what, like, even if in the playoffs or whatever. You know, our World Series is to keep the A's in Oakland, and we'll celebrate like we won it if that, when that happens. And, yeah, even Howard Terminal, like, Howard Terminal was introduced by Doug Boxer back in 2010, I believe, when Lou Wolf was still around, and they ignored it. And now they, for some reason, they wanted to have this big project that was like a $1.2 billion project, I believe. And now they basically want to, you know, abandon that project and go to Vegas for a 9-acre lot. I don't know what they're doing. It's insane. I don't get it. So hopefully there's an ownership out there, an ownership group that can just swoop right in and kind of keep the team in Oakland, and probably, and hopefully just build a stadium, either at the Coliseum or Howard Terminal.
Last question. We got less than a minute. When the A's drafted Jacob Wilson, you could hear, you know, sell the team, sell the team. When Brent Rooker took his at-bat at the All-Star game, you could hear sell the team, sell the team. How much solidarity have we had with the other 29 teams nationwide?
Yeah, we've had a lot of people wear the sell shirts. A lot of people buy the sell shirt in their team's colors, because the Oaklandish had put it up on their website and it was doing really well. But they still wanted the Kelly Green ones. And those Hall of Fame shirts are all over the place. In Seattle, we had nothing but love. You know, we went over there to protest in the All-Star game. It was about 10 of us. And to just hear those chants, because none of us went in. So to hear those chants inside the stadium, just because we gave away those cheer cards, it speaks volumes. You know, baseball fans are pretty smart. They know what's going on.
Jorge Leon fighting a good fight for a long time with the Oakland 68s, and we will see you Tuesday at Oracle. Thanks for coming on, my man.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Appreciate you, man.